The Leafs have a massive decision to make as Sheldon Keefe has officially announced that Merton Jones will not start in tomorrow's game, which means the front office and the coaching staff are now faced with the choice between Ilya Samsonov and Dennis Hildeby. The time has finally come, so we'll break down what was said at practice today, as well as Sheldon Keefe. A couple games ago, or a couple nights ago, he called out the Leafs. So stay tuned for all that in this episode. Before we do get into it, a quick reminder to hit the subscribe button. We are on the road to 6,000. Your support has been unbelievable, and thank you guys for that. Now, Darius, interesting news today. I don't know if this was expected. I feel like I don't even know what to expect anymore regarding the Leafs, but let's get into it. The Leafs have a massive decision to make, and they can no longer hide from it. The time has finally come. We've been wondering what would happen when this day inevitably comes, and I guess maybe they were hoping they would be able to hold out until Joseph Woll returns. That is not going to be the case. As Sheldon Keefe says, Merton Jones will not play tomorrow. He is playing tonight. No indication from the coach of who that will be. He says, quote, we'll get through today. And again, he will not play tomorrow. Sunday starter is to be assessed, to be determined. We don't know who it is yet. It is between Dennis Hildeby and Ilya Samsonov. Dearest, did you expect them to just ride Merton Jones into the ground at 34, 33 years of age? Or, well, I don't know what they expected, but they clearly don't have a set plan in mind, which is a little bit concerning considering they knew this was part of the schedule was coming up for a while.
Well, Nick, with the Leafs, one thing is certain, and that is to expect the unexpected. Nothing will ever go the way you think it will. And in terms of that, I think that we're going to see Samsonov again tomorrow because just to touch on Hildeby a bit, he got sent back down to the Marlies, obviously, with Samsonov being called back up. He gets a shutout in his first game. 8-0 win for the Marlies. There's a pretty funny clip from that game as well where Hildeby gets speared going into the second intermission and Clifford jumps the guy. Pretty funny clip. Anyway, to move back to the NHL, Samsonov's called up. I have a hard time believing between tonight's game and tomorrow they'll send him back down and call up Hildeby, especially with the way they've been treating Hildeby, really sheltering him. And again, like, he's been great at the AHL level. So I think we're going to see Ilya Samsonov and a new mask again tomorrow for the first time. And I think it's going to be pretty interesting. They're playing a team that's kind of middle of the pack. So, you know, we've said it all season. Yeah, give him an easier game. And then every time that happens, he doesn't perform. So this will be a huge test to see where he's at after that little break and working with the coaching staff in the Marlies. But to touch on Merton Jones too, he's been fantastic and he needs a break. He's going to play one of the best teams in the NHL tonight in the Colorado Avalanche. And he cannot play another back-to-back. You just have to give these guys rest. Goalies are going to get hurt like that. We've seen it time and time again at, you know, every level of hockey. So they have to give the guy a break, as good as he's been and as much as he is, you know, completely taken over that number one spot for the time being. They got to give him a break.
Yeah, and I guess the interesting part here is that they wouldn't confirm that it was Ilya Samsonov. I thought that was kind of a given. I mean, they called him back up and talked about how, at least Samsonov talked about how his mentals are feeling a little bit better. And basically what they said is Sheldon Keefe said, we're going to need another guy. And then David Alter made an article about Samsonov or Hildeby. I mean, you can make an argument for both. I think Samsonov just makes a bit more sense. But the question is now, a lot of fans out there, Darius, are not very happy at all with the fact that Samsonov is getting another start with the Maple Leafs. You look at his stats here, he has basically a 4 goals against average, an 86 save percentage, which honestly, the save percentage is more telling than the goals against average here. He has been horrible, and I know, and Leafs fans want the Leafs to just win games, and putting Samsonov out there in any circumstance, even putting him ahead of Hildeby, I guess if you're looking at Hildeby's development, you can make a case for that, but it's hard to justify him starting at any level. But I guess given the injuries, they don't have another choice unless Brad for Living went and gets a guy like Eric Comrie or something, but they didn't do that, so now they're stuck with Ilya.
Yeah, and I think like a lot of Leaf fans thought that him being sent down was like, see you later, he's done as a Leaf. I didn't buy that at all. I was like, okay, they're going to send them away to just chill for a bit. And that's exactly what they did. So, you know, the hockey, especially goaltending, is like probably more mental than it is physical on a lot of levels, right? Especially when it comes to playoffs. And like I mentioned, like as a goalie, it's a lot of the mental game. So if he is feeling a little bit better, because I mentioned in a previous video we did last year, he was joking with reporters. They were having fun with his accent, the way he talked and described games. This year it was a lot of like, I hate this. I hate being here. This sucks. So if he was able to turn that around, it was a very short amount of time, but if he's, you know, feeling better in that regard, I don't mind giving him another shot. The Leafs have been playing well. They have to see what they have in him now, because like we've touched on, I just don't think the skill just evaporates like that, especially in this short a time. So if he can kind of get it together here mentally and put in a good, you know, showing tomorrow, we might have a nice situation on our hands again, right? So I think it's going to be very interesting. All eyes are going to be on the Leafs game tomorrow. Obviously, tonight's a good matchup as well, good test for the Leafs. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting. To say I have confidence is would be a lie, but I just want to see what they have in him. I have a hard time giving up on a guy who won them their first playoff series in like 19 years. So yeah. I guess we'll see what they have in him.
Yeah, if he performs even remotely to what he did last season for the Leafs and even earlier in his Capitals career a couple years ago, then the Leafs will be in fine shape. I think ultimately, as of right now, Martin Jones has earned the 1B spot once Joseph... I mean, he honestly probably earned the 1A spot once Joseph Woll comes back, depending how it goes. So I guess, yeah, you're right, now or never for them. And if you're going to give him another chance, may as well do it now. At home as well, especially. So let's move on now to the next topic. And this was from a couple of nights ago. I just wanted to include it here after the brutal loss they had a couple of games ago. Keith called out the team, and not specifically the entire team, but the special teams. Darius, I just wanted to get your thoughts on, I guess, on his bold thing. He basically blasts the, quote, rotten special teams. And he said, quote, special teams were rotten tonight. Our power play, penalty kill, and overtime were rotten. That cost you games. Our power play had one chance and did nothing win it. With it, it's as bad as we've looked on the power play. And with it on the penalty kill, the puck's in our net before we could blink to start the game. And then Matthews kind of went out and said, I thought that we did a lot good that game. They're a good team. Just a game of inches out there. So, again, this ultimately turned into really a nothing story. But what are your thoughts on Keith? Kind of, we haven't seen this too much. He just completely called out the special teams. It was a horrible, horrible loss in overtime. But I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on this and Keith's bold strategy here of calling out the special teams?
It's probably nothing to get too upset about, really. Like, they'll probably bounce back well this weekend. Although it was a terrible loss, and I love the use of the word rotten by Keith. That's hilarious. But I like Sheldon Keefe calling what it is more often now. I don't think we've seen it much like the last, especially early when he first became Leafs coach, and a little bit more as, you know, time has gone on. And then obviously he like went back on something he said because the guys didn't like it. There was that whole debacle. So the fact that he's doing stuff like that and putting guys on blast and saying it how it is, I like that. I like that out of Keith. And he was absolutely right. It was terrible, the special teams. The power play, like, whatever, like it looked terrible, especially early on. And then the penalty kill, even Mike Johnson on the broadcast, there was one particular play, I think it was the third goal, the Islanders goal, Mark Giordano should have cleared it. It was easy, like an easy clearing. And even on the broadcast, he was like, you got to get that out of the zone. And he didn't. So it was just a terrible night for that. But I have faith they'll regroup. But in terms of like that story, I like it from Keith. I like it when he's a little fired up like that.
Yeah, I've seen it a bit more this year compared to other years. And he wasn't really wrong at all. And rotten is a good way to put it. And then Matthews obviously had his part to say. But I mean, at the end of the day, the Leafs should have won that game. And I'm sure Sheldon Keefe isn't happy. And you can't really give away games like that, especially as we're fighting for a playoff spot, fighting for all these things. But that'll wrap it up. Let us know who you would prefer, Ilya Samsonov or Dennis Hill, to be. It's going to be an interesting one. I tend to agree it's probably going to be Samsonov, whether we like that or not, just about the way the rosters are constructed. If you want to check out our video from yesterday, click on your screen now. Thank you guys for watching, and we will see you tomorrow.